This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley, and it is the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody's gearing up for a three-day weekend. Pay some respects to the reason we get this weekend, and enjoy yourself. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Pair of dud games last night, B. The Thunder, it's getting harder and harder to envision anybody touching them.
Well, I don't think it was a dud game, though. I just think when a team goes out there and can just stifle you, I think that's great. I mean, a lot of people want to just see high scoring. I want to see you dominate somebody sometimes. And offensively, right, they dominated them. Defensively, they got Anthony Edwards scared to go to the hole.
And he's a dude that claims to be scared of nothing.
He loves to go to the hole.
You're right. Like, the Thunder's level of dominance is certainly impressive. It's just hard coming off the Knicks-Pacers game one Wednesday night and all the excitement. I don't care if it's 75-74 or 150-149. I just like a close game is what I'm saying.
But like that game the other night, they kept saying that the Pacers have the number one, like a top defense. They scored 135 on you, dog. They scored 127 in regulation. The Knicks have a very good defense as well, and they were great offensively. They turned the ball over all night. That game, although it ended up being a spectacular end and all that, that game made me, like, that game was worse to me than the one last night when you start breaking it down.
I'm not here to grade. Like, I'm not here to judge their performance. I just want to be entertained by the product.
I was entertained
by all
of them.
That game was entertaining as hell.
I was entertained by both of them. You know, I was entertained last night because after watching Shai Gilgeous-Alexander get his trophy,
yeah.
Normally those teams play down. They're so involved and so excited about the award that they don't play basketball. Hell, he came out last night and was like, this is why I got this damn trophy. I'm the best in the business. You know what I mean? So I was impressed by that. That entertained me.
38 points, 12 of 21 from the floor. I mean, he's phenomenal. OKC, I looked up. Remember the other night after Knicks-Pacers, we were talking about the win probability, how the Knicks had that in the bag right until they didn't. The closest the Warriors ever got to win – The best the Timberwolves ever had it was that OKC only had a 61% chance of winning the game.
Yeah,
like they never even got it into their half of the court, and the Thunder are just incredibly dominant. I almost wonder what White Brian, see if you could see look ahead odds for. It'll probably just be Western Conference versus Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals. But B, what would you say the Thunder are hypothetically favored over the Knicks or the Pacers?
I think they will be.
minus 225 or something?
I think it'll be closer than that if it's the Pacers. I think if it's the Knicks, they may have a little bit more. But if it's the Pacers, I think it'll be closer because both of those teams, to me, are very disciplined. And they're deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're both very deep, and they are both long. So I think it'll be closer with the Pacers, but I think they'll be favored over the Knicks by far.
Yeah. I mean, we get Knicks-Pacers tonight, right? Yeah. That's an 8 o'clock start. Make sense of this for me, Brian.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks are 6.5-point favorites.
Listen, Jay, I'm going to just say this. No. A lot of those numbers like that are not because that's what they truly believe. It's to get the public to vote a bet a certain way. And then they move it and they change it up. So we got to start realizing that number is not a true feeling. That number is to sway some.
They're trying to split the action.
There
I
you
understand.
Go. Yeah. And so, but like the thing I like, though, about Oklahoma City, they have guys that play consistently all the time. The guy, I keep saying, our games, Naismith, whatever his name was.
For the Pacers?
He don't shoot like that all the time. But that dude that played, Jalen Williams, he's a baller.
Naismith described himself as a phenomenal shooter, though.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal shooter. After that game, that's when I want you to define me, too. I wouldn't want you to define me after some of the other games he had.
Yeah. I don't know. I like the Pacers a lot. That line, though, is incredibly bizarre. I can't wrap my head around why the Knicks would be 6.5-point favorites, but I'm gonna talk myself out of it into betting on the damn Knicks.
You know why? Because in
which I don't want to do.
It's gonna be in Indiana, right?
No, they're still in the Garden.
They go 3 in the Garden.
No, it's only game 2.
It's game 2. All right, I'm getting the two of them mixed up, but still, you got beat like that. They're still gonna make them the favorites, you know, because still they're gonna look at the fact that it was a game, and they're looking at the fact that Naismith. His down the stretch, he doesn't play like that all the time. You know, you're looking at the last shot that boom, all bounces off the rim, goes straight in the air, and drive right back in the net. They're going to look at that too. But they want you to still believe that New York is going to handle it.
I think the NBA is praying for New York. If they get OKC Indy, good luck.
If they get OKC Indy, whether they're a small market, but I guarantee it's going to be a hell of a series.
Right, like you and I are going to watch regardless, but I think the more casual fans are drawn in more for New York.
But you got to realize, when the Joker came into town, nobody really knew who the hell he was. Then he won an MVP and won another MVP. You start paying attention to him. Shai Gilgeous is damn good. And Jeff's guy, Halliburton, is damn good. So
Halliburton is good.
But that's my thing.
I still can't believe people.
We have to learn that it's not always the stars that's playing. And these guys have made themselves in the stars. They played themselves. We didn't just say they were. So sometimes you got to look at it. And I think the regular fan will be tuning into that too.
We shall see. And certainly the Knicks could still win that thing. We have a very busy show today. Our friend Mark Maskey from the Washington Post was in Minnesota for those owners' meetings. Obviously, a lot happened. Rules got changed. Rules did not get changed with the tush push. We're going to talk to Maskey at 11. At 12:30, B-Mitch and I have, let's be real, we could use some clarification on some flag football stuff and just understanding it better as flag football is coming to the Olympics and maybe NFL players are joining.
The major difference.
Antonio Coleman, Jeff, just so I'm clear, he's on the U.S. national flag football team, right?
Yes, JP. You're the one who told me to get him as a guest.
I know. I just want to be sure. And he's a local guy. He's from Prince George's County, right?
Yes.
All right, I'm fired up. So Antonio Coleman's going to join us at 12:30. At 1:30, high school basketball in the DMV is as good as it's ever been. My boy Mark Stern from Capital Hoops, running their summer league right now, is going to join us. I'm going to try to track down my boy Danny Gladding. We usually do our annual lacrosse preview. Terps Final Four lacrosse is slated for tomorrow. I think the women's NCAA Final Four is today. Men's tomorrow, women's championship Sunday, men's championship Monday. I may be wrong. I believe I'm right on that. B, you know where we should be this afternoon and we're both working?
Where?
Our boy Brett Sullivan running his annual Orange Crush Classic at Bethesda Country Club.
Oh, man.
He sent me a photo. I think those boys are already enjoying themselves, B.
Are they playing golf?
Eventually.
Well, I hope they play golf before they get way twisted. Probably half of them can't play anyway. Then they get drunk. They'll be worse.
You know how they're, yo, so they got, I mean, they have like a cash prize. Like, he does it right for this Orange Crush Classic golf tournament.
Huh?
They, like, they got sponsors and cash and everything. You know how they're ending it?
How?
A belly flop contest in the pool over at Bethesda.
Oh, boy. I would like to see, send me the contestants. I want to see, I'll tell you who's going to win based off of the contestants, how they look.
You imagine the belly flop after, I mean, based on the photo he. They're already perhaps consuming a beverage or two.
Someone that belly flops is also going to talk to my friend Earl today. Watch. So, after that, the belly flop competition is over.
Yo, I don't want to talk to Earl. I know that much. Yo, this may be an oversimplification, B, and I also recognize that the Panthers are defending Stanley Cup champs. And so they are two-time Eastern Conference champions, right? Uh-huh. Like 2 years ago, they lost in the Stanley Cup final. Last year, they won the Stanley Cup final. So, like, I say all that to say the Panthers are really good.
Yeah.
But right now, they are dog-walking the Hurricanes.
They are.
And the Hurricanes kind of dog-walk the Caps. Like, how how are we feeling?
Let's just say they probably just – They took us out of misery a little earlier. Because based off of what I'm seeing, and I love the Cavs. I like going, but I don't think we could have run with these guys. They're right now, Carolina was running through us. They're 10-2. They've scored 10 goals. Carolina scored 2.
It's 10-2 through two
games.
Yes. That's
trouble. Doesn't look like it's going to change. And this was in Carolina. Carolina, now let's go to them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's big trouble.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
so if home ice makes a difference, they just showed you it didn't. And if they came to your ice and played you like that, then you go to their ice and they play like they been playing, it's going to be a problem. We got to get faster,
it seems,
brother.
Like trouble.
We got to get faster.
Yeah. I mean, and there is something legitimate about, like, kind of champion DNA. And Florida clearly has it.
See,
like the goalie. I mean, the fact that they were able to trade for like Marchand, like it's just.
But they're still, loaded. You know what they're doing, Jay? They're still throwing. I mean, Carolina's still throwing the puck to the ice. I mean, to the net, and they're trying to keep it in your zone. But guess what? When they just throw it to the Panthers zone, the Panthers come out with it the other side. Boom! Score goal. That's not gonna work with us, bro. We are as fast as you. We're as tough as you.
Totally. And, you know, one of the problems was Washington's inability. Like, okay, they're throwing pucks to the net, but Washington could not break back out. Mm-hmm. Like, any time, like, they never got an odd man rush off the advance from Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Florida's doing it constantly. Constantly.
Yeah, but that is their game. See, like I said, when I sit there in those games, and I know the hockey people, well, you don't know. I know what the hell I see. And I know that when we are back there, we're trying to be perfect. You know, we don't seem to be very aggressive trying to get it out of our own zone. But that's not the Florida Panthers. They get it and they go. They say, we're not going to just sit back and allow you to beat up on us. We're going to put that stress on you too. And the Caps got to get that way. And they got to realize you can't have perfect goals and you can't have perfect damn passes all the time. Sometimes you just got to shoot the damn puck and pass the puck.
I'm with you. I mean, the best win, like the most compelling game last night might have been the Nats win. Nats win 8-7, goes to extra innings. The Braves are able to tie this thing up in the ninth. So then you have this feeling of, oh, not again, bullpen problems. But then the Nats come back and win it in 10. I mean, really impressive. James Wood had 3 RBIs last night, drew 2 walks. Those are the kind of wins. Dude, all of a sudden, the Braves are now one game under 500 after they got hot for a while. Mm-hmm. The Nats are only a game behind the Braves in the win-loss column. Braves are 24-25. Nats are 23-27. They've now won 5 in a row or 6 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
5 in a row because they took all 3 against the O's. They've taken the first 2 in this series against the Braves. No, 6, I think, because they've won the last one.
They've won a lot of games lately.
Yeah, I think they've won 6 of 7 and 5 in a row. They're playing good baseball, dude, and it's incredibly encouraging. And to beat the Braves, and then today you've got the Giants coming into town. I think that will be a really fun series. The Giants are very good. They'll have a lot of fans. That's like a big national brand, for lack of a better word. And I just think, I don't know, man. If you're looking for something to do this weekend and you don't have plans, go to the Nats game. It's going to be fun.
Huh.
What kind of Nats giveaways do you think they're doing this weekend?
All kinds of stuff.
All right, I'm pulling it up.
They're giving up everything.
Promotion schedule. What day is it? The 24th? So tomorrow, this is kind of cool. Tomorrow, the Nats are giving away Mystery Moments bobbleheads.
All right.
So you walk in, and I guess you don't know what bobblehead you get.
Hold on, is it new bobbleheads or is it them cleaning out the storeroom? You know what I mean? Like, we got to get rid of all these old ones. So is it going to be one of the ones we have right here in the prison cell studio?
Yo, that's a very fair
question.
Would
it be a James Wood, a Pusha T, a K-Bear,
no,
Louis Reese?
So it's either Howie Kendrick, Ryan Zimmerman, or Jason Wirth.
Okay. Hold on, that could be still one from back in the day. Now
that's what I'm saying.
Like, them, dog.
Well, here's what's tough for the Nats. If they're trying to do great moments bobbleheads, because ownership has refused to pay anybody for so long, like so many of the players involved with so many of the great moments, and not to take anything away from Wirth or Kendrick or Zim, and Zim was here his whole career, which is incredible, mm-hmm. but like, you can't really get away with a great moments bobblehead with Juan Soto, you know?
Yeah.
You can't really do that with Trey Turner or Rendon because people are like, yeah, but you wouldn't pay him. And then he left.
Yeah, but you could just go back to that that damn World Series run, and I think you can find some plays.
Yeah, I mean, Kendrick was incredible.
Rendon too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they're not going to roll out a Rendon or a Soto bobblehead.
Because they left. And yeah, they playing
like,
on other
like we're not
right
getting
now.
The Trey Turner great moments in Nats history bobblehead while he's playing for the damn Phillies. All right. So tomorrow, Mystery Moments bobblehead. That's kind of fun, though. Like,
it is.
There's 3 different bobbleheads. You're going to get the first 20,000 fans get them. And for all like the bobblehead collectors, I guess you just kind of find out that day what you get. It appears to me on Sunday, now I don't know, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know much about either of these things. There's something called the Patriotic Series presented by U.S. Steel, and it's Korean Heritage Day, which looks to have a really dope jacket. Remember that jacket that was sitting on the table by Drab's office?
Yeah.
The best I can gather is the Korean Heritage Day jacket, which is pretty fly. I don't know if they got any extra ones of those. I'd wear that. Do they not play Monday on actual Memorial Day?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking now. Wouldn't that be a perfect day for like a 1 o'clock game?
Well, people, not only Memorial Day, people do a lot of stuff themselves and they don't want to go. So.
There are a ton of games that day, but it looks 26. Like the Nats might have the day off. Speaking of Memorial Day, Landfill, at some point we're going to have to clear the schedule. It is backyard barbecue season, and I'm going to have to give out my secret baked beans recipe.
JP,
but you're listening to me, Mitch Finley.
I'm going to do people a favor. Keep that recipe in your bag.
It's a family tradition.
No, it's
nobody
not
go anywhere.
Tradition.
It's B. Mitch and Finley.
It's your tradition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.